Audio rolling.
Action.
All right, guys. Welcome to episode 11 of the of After Hours, the official Open Sign Productions podcast. My name is Christian Nash.
J.R. Storch.
Cam Clark.
Nate Barr.
I'm Chuck Nolan.
Say your real name, asshole.
And I'm Andrew.
Thank you.
Ryan Webking.
Alrighty, guys. This week we are going to be talking about some Stray reshoots that we did. A little bit of Phobia stuff and some upcoming projects that we've got going. So, Cam.
Yeah.
What?
That's a very sensual way to answer that.
Yeah. Yeah, dude. Want, Stray reshoots. Holy dog shit.
No spoilers this time.
Yeah, I know. That was fucking awesome.
That was a pretty good day.
That was kick ass. That was a really awesome day.
Really cold. Really snowy.
But yeah.
Eventually,
It wasn't that cold.
It was, well, for a little while, I felt really cold, but like
once I was dressed pretty damn warm, though. So yeah. I was dressed a lot warmer than most people.
I quit feeling it after a while.
Well, my hands got a little cold once in a while. But
once I put the third hoodie on, that was good.
And once we got in the woods, like, then, yeah, I wasn't cold at all. I was just fucking pumped.
The woods were not, yeah, at that point, like, once we really start getting going, I was just into it. Like, I barely even really stopped to have lunch.
See, what was weird was, like, it was the timing of everything that was so odd.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we got towards that part where, in the end, where we're, like, kind of really scratched on time. Like, we got to focus. You know, and it seemed like that.
I thought that was going to be a lot more complicated than it was.
Yeah, it felt like it went really quickly and really smoothly.
Yeah, at first
we really fast. We only used one camera. It's like we had the other camera there. Like, nah, fuck it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was just wondering that when I looked at the footage.
It would have just complicated things, I think.
Yeah, because sure. we had like, didn't we have issues with the other camera for a second thing?
Yeah, not really. Maybe for a second, but I got it working.
We just because
never used it.
Yeah, if I remember, eventually we did get it working, but
it doesn't matter. It's not like we haven't shot a million things on
one single camera. Yeah,
yeah.
I mean, it's kind of, I like doing it that way. You know, it's not as it's not as nerve wracking.
Oh, what? Yeah,
most it goes a lot quicker and it's a lot more comfortable because we've done it so many times before. We've just gotten used to it.
Yeah,
you know, like, but at the same time that we only use one camera, we got so many angles that we needed.
Once we got going, coverage, it was kind of just like boom, boom, boom. Like we just get like, all right, get this shot. 2-3 takes. All right, good. Next shot. All right, next shot. And then, like, it seemed to go really smoothly.
And I'm not saying that, like, the dual camera setup isn't good, because it is good in certain aspects. It's just, like, sometimes it feels better to go back to filming the way we used to before we had, like, all this stuff. You know what I mean? Like, we got all these different people working with us now, and we have all this different equipment.
Yeah, new camera.
And it feels, like, so advanced, but, I mean, nothing feels better than doing it like we used to. Because it reminds us of how
it's good to go back to your roots a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, and the fact that it turned out so well. Freaking Nate over here, Jesus Christ, he was awesome that whole day.
I was so fucking excited to act again. Like, I love working for us. I love doing the whole sound thing. I love doing everything I can. But I fucking love acting. I love putting that mask on, just being someone else. And I was so excited for that.
I was,
good job, too, man.
Yeah, thanks, man. Put that intensity forth. That was a really good performance.
I tried. The whole thing with it is, like, when I was directing him, I didn't really do anything. I choreographed his scene a little bit, and then I gave him one instruction, and that's to go out into the woods and get pissed off. Because I never thought, you know, Nate's good at that. And I was right, you know, like, that was insane.
That's probably the best thing you could have had him do.
Yeah, like I didn't, and
like, I literally looked over, I saw Nate, like, over in the woods, just off in a clearing, hands in pockets, looking down, started, like, kicking snow and shit. I was like, oh, he's getting pissed.
What that was, I was on top of a pond, and the ice kept cracking. but not enough, and that was pissing me off for some reason. So I was like, crack, motherfucker! I don't know what happened there. I just got into the zone for a minute.
Dude, Ryan, you and awesome. I were like on par that day.
Yeah.
You know, we were working really hard. We shot out, we're doing the reshoots for the first half of shooting now, and we were shooting out in Cherubusco, like we did at the beginning of last year. And, you know, Indiana's
wind tunnel.
Yeah, I totally forgot about how bad that wind was until we got out there. I
fucking
there.
Hate it.
And it was awful. Yep. It wasn't even that fucking windy patch that of day.
Woods on his, the little tiny patch of woods that we always film in is the only wind break in, for like a 10-mile radius.
Yeah. It seems like.
Dude, it's, when we shot at the farmhouse, a couple
of farmhouses and some barns, that's about it.
God, dude, when I was like back when we like you know, the other location, the farmhouse where I was a zombie, like holy fuck, dude, the wind there was just like wasn't even that cold out. Yeah, it was just like that wind.
Fucking wind tunnel, yeah. That's why none of that audio is going to be any
good at all. Yeah, I've had that wind blow up in my ears many times when I'm editing.
Wait, did you give Jeremy the sound from the other day?
He has it now.
Yeah,
he's got all the footage.
It's all on the computer.
Let me just say I'm sorry in advance for some.
I told him all about it.
Okay,
there's a whole lot windy. Of. See, no,
that wasn't the main.
When we were in the woods, Christian was running audio, and you know we were all kind of scatterbrained and trying to focus. And so I'd yell action, and then Ryan. Be like, oh, dude, what about this? And I'm like, oh, fuck yeah, that's awesome. And like, we get real hype about it. And that took like 5-10 minutes for us to get hype about it. And so, like, the whole time Christian's like, running audio. We're just like, oh, there's a couple of them where,
there's a couple gunshots we're screaming, in there. Just
we're screaming, oh,
be aware.
Fuck Jeremy! You know, like we usually do.
I apologize to you in the mic.
Can you put that? Are you gonna
just like, make like combine? A 1 hour track?
Oh, you have no idea how many clips I have of just people saying, oh, like especially Austin saying, oh, sorry, Jeremy. Or Cam saying, fuck you, Jeremy.
Yeah.
There's
fuck a, you, Charlie.
There's a shot screwed up now. I'm like, oh, okay.
There's a...
that's fine.
See, but like, that's...
I'm done for the day.
That's my favorite.
There's
like, that's
a few
one
of
my,
those in there, I'm sorry.
That's no, one of my favorite lines that we say on set, because that always happens. Oh, just yeah. Like on how the podcast, the famous line on this is...
Oh, Michael's going to hear this.
Yeah, and then like... So, like, every time we're on set, it's required at some point. It doesn't have to be multiple takes, but it's got to be at least one where it's like, either an I'm sorry, Jeremy, or fuck Jeremy, you stupid. And actually, you got both on this one. You got an I'm sorry and a fuck you. Yeah.
Multiple, I believe.
There's a lot.
I had a time where I think it was back at the Gray House, and Austin and Webb were both on camera, and something to do with the audio, and... Austin said something, he whispered into the camera, hey, Jeremy, this totally is not going to look fucking good at all, but I'm going to shoot it anyways. And I'm like, then why the fuck are you shooting it? Why am I looking at it?
What was it?
I don't even know. I deleted it. He was like, no, I didn't even watch it.
He didn't even watch it. He just, nope,
it's
fuck that.
It's still on my computer, but it's not in the project.
Austin's going to hear this.
He's taking Austin's word for it.
Yeah, right.
Probably not gonna use it. It's gonna suck.
Dude, I've
usually he says I'm sorry, but there was like twice. He's like, "Fuck you, Jeremy." I'm like, "Oh, Austin, my sweet baby."
I can. Dude, we put Austin to work. Like,
Austin did a good job.
He did. He was fucking crazy.
So did Abby.
Abby.
Christ,
Abby kicks ass. I like Abby.
I like her a lot.
She's really nice.
She was out there turning fucking blue. Not a goddamn word from her.
Yeah, no like, shit. Yeah,
do like, you want your coat? Girl. She's like, no, I'm good.
No, I'm cool. I'm just, are we almost done?
Like, woman, I'm not trying to kill you.
Biggest smile on her face. She's like, I'm going to go warm up now. I'm like, go.
Yeah, go. Have fun. We're going to figure some shit out real quick.
She's really good to work with. She did really
good enjoyed her. That, we'd worked with her before, but she came to that she came to the audition this past weekend, too.
Oh, did she?
Yeah, I don't think I was there
at that point.
She, I'm the one that told her about it and invited her and shit, and she, was talking to me about it, like, what do you suggest to this, what do you suggest to that? And one day she's like, hey, I got my, what do you call those, face pictures?
Headshots.
Thank you.
Face pictures. I remember when I started the Facebook pictures with the my face.
My face. Fucking grandpa, damn it. And she's like, I'm bringing you a surprise. And I was like, oh, okay. What is it? And she wouldn't say. And I'm like, okay, that's cool. Well, I'll wait. And she's a suicide girl. I forgot to say that part. And she comes up and hands me a personal photo with, like, of her, you know, one of her modeling pictures.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, my God, thank you. And we had her audition and it went really well. And then we get, like, six or seven in, and I finally pick up the photo to put it away, and I dropped it. And she wrote on the back to Cam from her suicide girl name. I was like, oh, that's so nice. I thought that was a really nice gesture.
Yeah, she's totally cool.
She
messaged me today, actually.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, she's on board. Good, dude. With the
secret squirrel shit.
Yeah, with my next phobia, yeah.
Just to clarify for those who aren't aware, Suicide Girls is a website for modeling and stuff like that.
Yeah.
She doesn't actively attempt suicide. Yeah. Completely different thing.
I would hope most people know what we're talking about at this point.
So. Well, that was fucked.
Well, you know, people don't fucking know.
I mean, I guess...
Did you think
I
don't want that at any... one point?
A little bit.
Oh, my God.
And that just made it so much better. I have problems.
Oh, God.
Damn it, Nate.
Oh, man.
Anyway, so speaking of auditions...
Right, we should transition into that.
That's a good transition point.
That works.
That was a transition point. But and you guys called it out.
Yeah, and you guys are just... You kind of looked at me like, what? Wait, what auditions? Like,
what's an audition?
Auditions I remember.
Awesome.
Yeah, they were fucking cool, man.
That was a good day.
That was a long day.
Yeah.
So we had a good turnout.
Yeah, we did. We had about 19 people. That was a really good turnout. That's a lot more. I think that...
That's more than I expected, actually.
Yeah, that's way more than... We had some... We had some people.
Really? It seemed like it was more on the sheet.
No, it's 19. I write the numbers in the corner. You know, the corners of the papers and the, yeah.
What? Where are you going?
What the fuck?
So anyways. I sat in there all day in this big room that has a huge window that made it hot as shit. It got so warm in that room after a while.
It was pretty warm.
With Nicole Root, Michael Storch, and then when Michael was working at the location that he had, his job is where we had these auditions, which is Cinema Center in downtown Fort Wayne. And
while here's his social security number.
His license plate.
And here's his home address.
Michael's going to hear this.
That's my line.
And there were a couple... We did not have a bad audition the whole day.
No, it was...
Everyone did a fantastic job.
I enjoyed watching and improvising.
A lot of people, like... I was out there mingling with people, and a lot of people were really excited to be there, like, really, really pumped up. They actually, like, they seemed really interested in what they were doing, which is, like, why I'm really glad that we got such an enthusiastic turnout.
Yeah. That was crazy.
As opposed to just like, fuck it. You know, like, everybody seemed like they're like, yes, like, we want to do this.
Yeah, everyone that we met that day, I knew a lot of the people that came, and I got to see a lot of people I haven't seen in a while and talk to them and be all business-like, and I like doing that on occasion.
Yeah, he had his nice little fancy shirt and his fancy pants.
And my fancy shoes.
And your fancy alpaca scarf. And
my fancy, thick, grim, hipster glass. I'm a hipster, ladies and gentlemen. I'm sorry.
Step is admitting it.
Yeah, but when I call it to you,
no, but you're Canadian, it's a problem. Hipster.
You're big difference right there.
So what?
Jeremy's looking at you like, he's looking up at you, but in a disappointing way.
How does a Canadian hipster...
You're wearing a button-up shirt.
Yeah.
He's just a nerd.
Mm. All you guys got a little hipster in you.
You're a little hipster.
No.
I like to play.
I like to think I'm alternative.
That's how I look at it.
Auditions.
Yeah, auditions.
Country.
I saw, because we're making an actor pool, you know, to keep everything organized, and I saw a thing Michael has been working on to, because we have headshots of everyone.
My faces.
All their details.
My face.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's a nice little organized little piece of equipment right there.
Oh, holy boners. Wow. That's pretty cool.
That's great.
So having everyone on file, it's making life a lot easier.
We're getting organized,
like professional or something.
Yeah,
it's kind of weird.
That is weird.
It's hard, and it's hard to make the transition from. Yeah. You know,
2015, professional as fuck. Open Sign Productions.
That's a quote that's going in the next office we get.
Yeah.
I'm hoping this is the
that
year.
That should be the mission statement.
Yeah.
Professional as fuck.
What do you guys do? Be professional as fuck.
I really do like working for Open Sign.
Yeah, man.
Like, it's fucking fun.
I hope so.
You know,
it's fucking blast. Yeah, right? I'm really up there. I should probably enjoy it.
You should probably enjoy it being up there.
Talking about the auditions, I actually went in myself just to give the company a little reference material, remind them that I want to do acting and stuff like that.
Oh, boy, that was a waste of time.
Hey, so fuck you.
Hey, Bozell did it.
But what you had to do was you came in, read from a script, delivered a monologue, and did some improv. And this motherfucker right here, Cam Clark.
What'd I do?
Made me do Grandpa.
Oh, yeah!
Can you play an older gentleman?
Yeah, dude, I pitched it, like, so professionally, and I hear Webb in the background, like, he's talking about Grandpa.
You started off with, I'd like you to tell us a story, and I'm thinking, like, I got a couple stories I could tell.
Yeah, I know, I was like,
I'm like, okay, I go. You're like, so Grandpa, fuck. Do you realize the beast you're unleashing?
Now, Nicole had never heard Grandpa.
Oh, no.
And luckily, I was able to keep it PG.
How do you
that was
Grandpa
real
PG?
Fucking tough. I talked about the Cola Wars. Oh. Not a lot of racism in the Cola Wars.
And Mike,
except
Michael's
for the dark sodas.
Michael looked over at me and starts laughing. He's like, I forgot about Grandpa. I'm like, yeah, that was awesome. You know, the best part is, like, we have that on file now. Like, that's
yeah,
that
is
video. Is, that is proof.
It's going to become something. With most
bedtime stories of Grandpa.
Most things.
I remember when your mother was a whore.
Grandpa, no.
Stop it, Grandpa.
She
Jesus.
Was a whore in Saigon.
Grandma loved you.
Or exiting.
Violently.
Exiting
every night.
Slowly.
Oh my god.
Her out of that titty
but
bar.
Like,
away
some
from
of these.
That donkey.
What?
So some of these improvs were really cool.
Okay, maybe a yak.
There was one. What the fuck are you talking about? There was one.
Derail.
Where Mia Favela.
Oh, yeah.
Like, towards our last
Mia's
one.
Great.
Mia, we were
fantastic actress.
She did a great job during the read. I got really tearful when she was doing her during her doing her.
What James May Callum?
Yeah, and then, like, her script read was really well. And then we got to the improv. And Nicole and I had been in there all day, and we'd seen everyone, and we'd come up with as many improv exercises as we could.
Did she do the Shia LaBeouf thing?
No.
Okay.
And so Nicole looks at me and goes, let's have her do the serial killer one. And I was like, oh, all right, we haven't really had a girl do that one yet, so this should be interesting. The premise was that the serial killer killed for religious reasons. And I'm like, all right, Jeremy, you're going to go be the victim. And he looked at me like, what? Like,
yeah.
Go. He's like, all right. And he goes over and he sits down. And Mia stole the fucking show. Jeremy got like maybe a line out. And only because she let him. She was awesome. Like,
that
was
pretty
crazy.
Damn good. And then when she pulled out the maid guys.
Oh, shit, yeah. Shit, she did.
Like, wait, what are we doing New York accent here? And then she starts doing it like.
And I start laughing because nobody's ever. She did it just as well as we do.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, I can't fucking handle that right now.
Had she ever done it prior?
No. At least I've never heard of
it. Maybe she's been practicing. And she's like, I'm going to get good at this and bust it out on these guys.
It was a pretty fucking hilarious moment. We had Ryan Bozo audition, too.
Yeah.
That was cool.
That was pretty funny.
He was pretty awesome.
I improvised with him.
Yeah, that was fucking funny. Yeah.
the taxi.
I robbed his taxi.
And his read was.
What did he read for?
He read from The Dark Knight.
But in a different.
Oh, you're talking about his monologue.
Yeah.
What did he read for?
He
did the Joker. Scars.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was really good.
I got these scars.
Yeah, he did a really good job.
He wasn't too bad. Yeah, he did. Good job.
Yeah.
What was the what?
We need to have a Philip Seymour Hoffman.
We had him read for some Applejack, and I think
May Guys.
I think May Guys. I can't remember.
It was a while ago. It's like a whole week ago.
It was.
It was.
Hey, we gave you the first taste of Schism.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
It was bitter.
Damn it.
Yeah.
Missed it, Ash.
I missed all of it.
Damn it.
Yeah. Don't look at me.
Yeah. Well. It's gone now. The paper of the scripts, we burned them.
This entire thing.
Really?
Yeah, they're gone.
you just said fucking it's not happening.
No one's gonna find these.
Nash just waving his hand at me.
Closer to the table. That's staying in.
But yeah, no, auditions in general.
They were
from what I saw.
They were really good. I had fun doing it.
Yeah, hopefully we can do that again sometime, maybe in the summer.
Yeah, we'll
have another one.
Michael has discussed doing it 2 a year, I believe.
Yeah.
That's what he said.
Yeah, that'd be a good,
good
idea.
We'll get our pool back up probably at the 6 month point.
Maybe next time with some help from Nicole, maybe we can get the word out on the news and shit like that.
Which, yeah, I mean, who knows?
Cool.
Who knows what's going to be open signed in 6 months? Like, there's a whole bunch of different connections that we're making now and continue to make it. Who knows what we'll be in 6 months?
Yeah, I mean, we're going back to Horror Hound in March in Cincinnati. I mean, we could come back with more connections from there, too.
I mean, I have been told that, like, we're one of the companies that people know about here. You know, like, we're one of the more openly talked about companies in the film community here in Fort Wayne.
I actually just submitted Indiana film.
The
official state law.
Can you Indiana. Not get words out?
I don't really know what to call it.
I know what you're fucking talking about.
You're talking about like the film commissioner and
the film focus
office,
out of Indy.
Basically.
Well, I looked at the, because they, you know, say, hey, you should film in Indiana for all these reasons, and they have all this website, and I looked in their filmography.
I haven't looked at that
about
website
what
in
films
like
were made in Indiana, and for 2014, 2013, there was like four films. One of them was Sandcastles that we know.
Yeah,
I know that one.
But no, Phantom was on there. I was like, well, that's shitty.
That's
so I submitted Phantom. Said, hey, this was you had to have an IMDb page, which we of course have. So hey, it says it right there, Fort Wayne, Indiana. So hopefully they'll and get it up on there.
That would be
better.
Sweet.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure they said they'll reply, so.
Cool. There's no reason why.
I just don't know about it.
Yeah.
It's kind of cool.
But soon they will.
Like,
soon they will.
Just all the shit that's going on right now and all the different people we're meeting and shit, it's awesome. Like, I'm loving it, man.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, like, and then there's new projects that we're doing, too. You know, like the frickin' Let's Slay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, God, yeah.
So not only are we doing this podcast here, but we're moving on to Let's Plays as well.
Fuck yeah. Dude.
I'm not going to spoil anything, but the first one has Cam scream like a bitch once, so it's going to be a fun time.
Just to let everyone on our podcast know, I work for a horror film company. I do. Like, we make a lot of horror films and a lot of horror projects, and we're getting into different stuff, but horror is what we've been doing for the past 4 years. Well, I'm a fucking pussy. I hate horror, everything. I can't even go to haunted houses.
Yeah, no, you turned me down for that like three times.
Yeah, I watched The Conjuring and I cried halfway
through. What?
Did I not?
You were there. Hide and clap?
No, I fucking hate that shit. Now, I love it and I'll keep doing it, but dude, I almost peed my pants at Sinister. All right, I am a pussy. So, I don't play horror video games very often because I am a pussy. Well, when we played this last one, I was not happy. I was not excited about it. And I'm scared for the rest of what's to come of this one and then what's next. Because I am such a fucking pansy ass.
That's the thing, though. Like,
what makes it entertaining, though.
Scary video games are, you know, they're so much worse than, like, movies or anything because you just have no idea what's going to happen, and it could happen at any moment. You
and
know?
It's like you it's that it's happening to.
Anxiety.
I mean, that's how the good ones are. Like, we're going to make Andrew play Dead Space.
Oh, God. I've tried to play it, like, at least 20 different times. I even have it on my phone. It's too scary for me.
Are you serious?
Yeah, man. Like,
see, I got a quarter of the way through it, and I just put it down and didn't touch it again.
Did you? It just gets to the part where you get chased by the xenomorph to the elevator, and it's too much for me. It's so stressful.
Those elevators, you have to stop.
Oh, it's awful.
Dude, being out in outer space, it freaks me out. Where you, like, walk out, and it's just void of all sound.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, not no.
there's not enough space horror in general. Video games, films especially. Yeah. It's not out there.
Yeah. It's not a good one.
There's space Martian Gothic, there's Alien.
There's
whatever Gravity was.
Yeah.
That was probably...
I'm sorry, I'm not a fan of that movie.
But no, there's not any good horror space films. There's more video games than there are movies, but that's a genre.
I think that
someday.
Yeah. Oh, that'd be cool.
But space means higher budget. Oh,
yeah. So wait, we're doing like a sequel to Jason X, right?
No.
Fuck yeah.
It's called Phantom of the Space.
Jason X.
Phantom of the Space. The Space Phantom.
It's just so black.
Do you mean Space Ghost?
Coast to coast.
No.
Yeah, I know what you mean, Jeremy. Like,
yeah.
Event Horizon is probably... like the only real true horrific movie that I can think that's set in space.
Alien's a monster.
It is
scary.
It is. That's just like
Event Horizon's.
That's more sci-fi though. It's like
Event Horizon. It's not really sci-fi. It's
not
strictly
at all.
Horror.
It's pretty. It's pretty psychological
not that many
horror.
Good ones.
I mean, I think that
there was that one a few years back. It was. Was it Pandorum?
Pandora.
Pandora.
No, Pandorum with Quaid.
Dennis Quaid. Dennis Quaid.
Yeah.
How was that?
I watched it once. It wasn't too bad.
I didn't hate it. I thought it was interesting.
Yeah.
It kind of reminded me of, like a weird mix of like, Event Horizon and Alien. Honestly.
It's a good mix.
Yeah, it was decent.
But someday I'll Open Sign will tap into space horror.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
I mean, I think the Alien Isolation game kind of gives you, at least it gave me a bit more of an appreciation of how like horrifying those movies. Like you put yourself
like
the in
reality
the yeah, the reality of that is like. Fuck.
Yeah.
Like, holy shit. What am I going to do?
The odds of you surviving.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you got the Doom movie. I mean,
things are not looking good.
Yeah, but that was...
You know, everybody hates
I know,
that.
John Stobbin. Don't want to talk about that. I know.
Why do does it. Everyone hate that
Just
movie
do the
so
first
much.
John Stobbin.
John Stobbin waited.
Did you like it?
I didn't hate it.
If you were a fan of the video games, it's...
I am.
Fuck off.
I did not hate the movie. I didn't.
I
don't know. Man.
It just wasn't
Wait,
true.
The Rock?
Dwayne The Rock
is that, Isn't that who was in that?
Yeah, Dwayne The Rock
Gross.
Dwayne.
Sorry.
I mean, I don't give a shit about the story or anything. Yeah, that was fucked.
That was fucked.
Oh my God, you're talking like Trailer Park.
I know. I told you it happened. I'm not looking forward to playing Alien Isolation at all. I saw you play that a little bit, and
I did it.
Yeah, no, yeah, you did.
Yeah.
Yeah, but again,
Austin did it too.
Yeah, just having a vague like little beeper, like
beep beep.
Yeah,
beep,
no,
that used to scare me in the original Aliens vs. Predator.
Hey, it's close. It's near you. Where it's near you.
We have the technology to detect these things, but you're kind of on your own as to where it's at.
You should probably get in that locker.
It'll give you a general location of where it could be.
I'm thinking this way.
Yeah, sounds like it's over here.
There's a pretty awesome alien game I played for, like, the first PlayStation.
Mm-hmm.
It was, I think, called the Alien Trilogy.
Really?
And you actually play Ripley, and you go through, like, pretty much all three movies.
Hmm. Nice.
Like,
that sounds familiar.
It's pretty fucking good, man.
PS1, you said?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-oh, we're gonna have to look into that.
I can't find it anywhere.
But I have Alien 3 for SNES.
Might be one of those long-lost games.
Yeah, you could probably find it online. I haven't looked really hard for it.
I really, really want us to play Dino Crisis.
Oh, I remember that. Yeah.
Why?
Because that was
Is that
awesome.
Technically horror?
That was pretty cool.
It's a dinosaur. It's
survival horror, yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty bloody and shit.
It's just fucking dinosaurs.
Was it like Torak or something?
No, dude, you're like, okay, so you're this bitch, and you go to this island.
Dude, no. We should just do, like, game summaries.
So you're this bitch, and you go to this place, and you shoot shit.
What's Tomb Raider about?
Dinosaurs.
So you're this bitch. You go to this island.
So does this bitch, you know, and she got some guns and shit. Yeah.
So this bitch, she goes sticking her nose where it don't belong, right?
I just wrote, that's the title.
What's Dead Space about? So this guy goes to space and then he acts like a little bitch. He runs away from these weird humanoid things. I don't know what the fuck they are. Anyway.
So there's this bitch and she goes to this island to look for these other guys. And they get there. And she's like walking around. And like, oh, this weird facility for some government shit. Okay, and then, like, you're walking past this window, and this fucking Velociraptor comes through, and you're like, what the fuck? I mean, I bought the game, it says Dino Crisis, so I should know there's dinosaurs. What the fuck is a Velociraptor doing in the building? Shit shouldn't happen.
Right. That's why you build the building.
So that bitch kills the dinosaur, and then the rest of it's pretty much Jurassic Park, the movie.
Oh, shit.
So, but it's cool. Because you're this bitch with some guns, so, like, you shoot at him. So
I'm going to make a theme song for this, and this is going to be its own segment. Because this is, like...
like yet another thing to go on.
How the fuck did we get to... Okay, let me explain Dino Crisis.
I think that it was a pretty interesting
game. I know something you can play. It's pretty old school. Hard as fuck.
What?
Nightmare Creatures.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
Hard as fuck. Yeah.
Nightmare.
Wasn't
creatures.
That the same Hated guy it. Who made Out of This World?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably, yeah.
That game's a motherfucker.
Eric.
That's like Ninja Gaiden motherfucker.
Yeah. Jahi. I think it's Eric Jahi. He's a good fucking game designer.
It's a fun game. It's just.
It's cool.
It's one of those games you want to fucking destroy.
Fight werewolves and, you know, zombies and vampires, monsters, all kinds of shit. It's kind of like Castlevania, but.
Nice.
It's a little different.
Hmm. I'm looking for. I had never done this before, so I'm like really looking forward to the process of this.
Yeah, it's gonna be a neat little addition to our Horror Hive page. It's gonna kind of just be some additional horror content, kind of when we don't have a phobia out like every month. That'll be at least something else to keep an eye on.
Another project.
Let's be honest here. Really, this is just a thing we want to do, and we convince them to let us do.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, pretty much.
Pretty much. It's something we always wanted to do.
I think
Jeremy, earmuffs.
Let me just start off by, I pitched
it. I'm not listening.
I pitched it, and that was not my intention. Don't listen to Nate.
It's okay. I completely understand, Nash. I kind of want to do it too. So, so that means it's allowed.
I got a confession to make.
I got to be real. I endorse this because I'm gonna cash in.
I mean, I really.
Yeah, I'm using you guys, but it's fine because everyone's happy. So.
That's just, all you guys. I'm pretty sure I'm the only one in the company that doesn't play video games on like a daily basis.
Honestly, you know, we should okay, there should be another should be another Let's Play. And it should be called Ryan Plays, because about...
No, it's not.
What the fuck is this?
Yeah, about 10 minutes. Dude, come on, do it. It'll be fun. It'll be interesting. Today we're playing
Cuber. All 64 games are fun and interesting to learn.
I don't like being made fun of
when I play video games. We'll let you do it alone. Just don't ever watch
it. I'm not going to let a whole bunch of people make fun of you. Guys.
See, Ryan tries to figure out Alien Isolation.
Well, yeah, instead of Ryan God. Plays, it should be Ryan tries.
Could you imagine Ryan trying to figure out how to play GoldenEye? Yeah. Oh, shit.
Did you ever play that?
No.
I've played GoldenEye.
Oh, that thing's a bitch.
Yeah, those controls suck. Yeah.
It's fun watching him play. He's really? Cool at Grand Theft Auto 5. he's not bad at it. Like, I've sat there and watched, but I mean, in Grand Theft Auto, you fuck up and it's funny.
Yeah.
You know? Like, I'm driving real smooth and I'm, like, winding around cars when I'm playing, and then Ryan's just like, bang, 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 damn it. It's like watching my dad play.
But fuck you, man.
No, but it's not funny.
That old.
There's gonna be a fist fight at the table.
Yeah, it's like this thing's gonna cut. Ryan's gonna punch me in the face.
It's like, dude, fuck you. That thing you said.
I don't know what you said.
So we're having Let's Plays.
Yeah, that's a thing.
What else? Going
on. Just look forward to it on Horror Hive. And subscribe.
What else do
you
we
know?
Got? Oh, we got a class going. That's happening.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I got to sit in there and heckle you. No. That's going to be fun.
Please don't.
I'm going to heckle the shit out of you.
Oh, yeah.
Funny. He made you do your grandpa. Like you, so you need your revenge.
He's like, you thought that Let's Play shit was funny? I'm going to fuck with you so bad.
I don't. No open side members allowed.
Hello, guys. My name is Cam Clark.
See, I'm interested in learning about acting further, Cam. So
yeah,
I'm going to be
in
this acting class.
Shit.
Yeah,
mean, so I can observe the great master.
This
Wait,
is going to suck.
And call
you know
Cam.
What? I think I could brush up on my acting skills.
Yeah. Hey, what day is this?
Cam, we've never acted together.
I know. We've never been in... No, we were in a recycle.
And chess.
That doesn't
chess
count.
Is good.
Chess is
awesome.
Good. Chess is good.
I
though.
Think Kenton was it, what sold it though.
Well, that was. Do you remember when we came up with that idea?
Yeah.
We had a really passionate moment where we played the song in your office, and we were just like, "All right, this is what happens here. This is what happens here," and you're like, "Right," and then this happens.
And
I'm like,
and
"Oh, fuck
it.
Yeah!"
That was awesome.
That was awesome. Sword fight. That was crazy.
We've all seen chess, right?
Yeah.
I think we're going to do
dialogue. We've never...
No.
I'm going to yell at you.
Okay. Well, I think that this is a... We'll mention more on the class here in the coming weeks, but I think this is a good place for us to cut it.
Yeah, I will say there is something coming up. Ryan Bozell scored us an interview with a certain person. I'm not going to... disclose anything. I just want you to keep an ear out for the up and coming podcast. There's going to be a special episode.
Yeah. Tell me after the podcast.
You don't get to know anything.
No.
Alrighty, but yeah, I think we'll wrap it up there. So for After Hours this week, I'm Christian Nash,
J.R. Storch,
Cam Clark,
Nate Barr,
Andrew.
Sure.
I really wanted to say,
am I?
I wanted to say Chuck Noly, but I didn't.
Dude, you limp dicked it.
Yeah, I limp dicked it.
He didn't want a government name it.
I didn't go all the way.
Okay. I'm Ryan Webb King.
All right, guys. We'll hear you from
out.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to hear you later.
Shut up.